Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like
late,
I
great
do.
Tom Petty.
You said all
bring us back.
To say.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3. We're having a great visit with Amanda Elam. She's the co-founder of Galaxy Diagnostics. GalaxyDX.com is an early-stage medical diagnostic company focusing on early tests for Lyme disease and cat scratch fever. Both of those, right? So congratulations on that. Can they get your products at the store, at a drugstore? How are they branded?
We sell primarily through physician orders. This is emerging infectious disease, and so it can be a little bit complicated sometimes. For advancing detection, especially around how these diseases are associated with chronic illness, and that's where
right.
you really need to have a doctor involved.
Yeah, now this is very important because, as I say, my uncle already had a rheumatoid arthritis, and he got Lyme disease, and basically it's over a couple of years it spun him, you know, to the end. It was really something. So, Amanda, what we're talking about today is the ability or the inability of women to gain access to investment capital. One of the things, and I know you've got some particular talking points that you want to make sure we get across, but one of the things I want to set you up with is when I have gotten pitches over the years and when I have helped people, I've been invited, asked to come in and help evaluate a pitch by an entrepreneur, one of the things that I see commonly, not just women, men and women, but probably mm-hmm. more women than men, is not asking for enough money. The biggest deal killer is not whether you got a good deal or not. It'll be whether you understand how much money you need. You really need to do this, because if you think you're going to ask for a little bit of money and that'll make you get your money your deal better, you're mistaken, because that'll tell them you don't know what you're doing. What do you think?
Well, I think that's why investors prefer experience. Entrepreneurs, experienced founders, because predicting timelines and predicting funding needs are exceedingly different. It's just like forecasting any kind of budget. You know it's wrong. You just hope it's not wrong and you know, the low direction.
Are women less likely to have the confidence to ask for more money than men?
I think, well, there are a couple issues there from the research, right? One is that there's a lot of evidence that women are more capital efficient. So in other words, they may be raising more money because they literally don't need it. There is also evidence, of course, that men and women, that especially new entrepreneurs, new founders, have a tendency to underfund. They're just overconfident about mm-hmm. how quickly they can get to market, how much money it's going to take.
They don't understand the concept of cash burn, which I know you know very well.
Yep. Well,
it's called take your breath away cash burn, right?
Absolutely. And so I think, I think there are pros and cons to that, but I think we really do all understand why investors prefer experience mm-hmm. over, someone who's a novice. And teachability, that's the other thing investors really look for. If they're going to invest in new founders, they want them to be teachable.
How much does in your experience, how much does an investor, are they more attracted to somebody who is willing to take a risk? Because one of the things that women tell me is that women are more risk averse than men. And I wonder if a reticence to take a risk is something that may trouble. Not that you'd be foolhardy with their money, but you wouldn't be afraid to take a chance. What do you think?
So I think actually the narrative is really changing around that. A lot of the research suggests that men tend to be overconfident. So it's less that women are underconfident and more that men are overconfident. And if you look at the way venture capitalists you know, pull together portfolios, they're very interested in the highest risk
right.
opportunities. They want big markets. They want aggressive, high-risk plans. And women are absolutely willing to play in that area. The challenges they run into, or the research data suggests that women run into compared to men, is that women are a little less comfortable telling big fish stories. So in those pitch competitions, women don't like to lie.
Right.
But there is a game.
But that's also, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as you do it with confidence. That's the one, you know, something that's really important. Now, that, I think that's a really important point. But now we come back to what you were saying earlier. It's the reason why I bet a couple of really highly qualified a man and a woman going for money would have a better chance of getting money today than a man or a woman alone. What do you think?
I think teams are absolutely more likely to be funded. I think women leading teams matters less than it has in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the data shows that diverse teams actually lead to higher levels of revenue, higher levels of profitability,
mm-hmm.
and higher odds of business survival. And I think those are really appealing to investors.
And so as you're thinking about bringing partners in to your venture, take these words of wisdom from Amanda Elam in mind. Amanda, good job again. Give us the website one more time, please.
For Babson,
yep.
It's babson.edu/CIRI.
All right. And then galaxydx.com is the other website. Hey, Amanda, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, great. Thanks for
watching. We'll
see
you next time. Amanda Elam, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.